The 2016 Lowy Institute poll was released on June 21. Amongst other things, it confirmed increased public opposition to foreign ownership of agricultural land and continued public support for asylum seeker boat turnbacks. The poll found 87% of Australian adults are against, quote, the Australian government allowing foreign companies to buy Australian farmland, unquote, buy. The poll found that 63% of Australians agree with the government's asylum seeker boat turnback policy. And it found that while 73% of Australians agree that, quote, overall immigration has a positive impact on the economy, unquote, 63% believed, and I thought it would have been more than this, stopping the boats means that Australia can take in more refugees through UN processes. In other words, we're happy about refugees if they come via the front door, not the back door. The poll found that these majority views were in no way due to prejudice. Now, these results are totally consistent with what ordinary Australians say and write to me about every day. Malcolm Turnbull has been strong on border protection and boat turnbacks, but he was unconvincing on the program yesterday and last week in regard to this vital issue of foreign ownership. And Canberra doesn't seem to understand the difference between investment and ownership. We need clear definition of what constitutes the national interest in this area. For instance, how much is too much? Is it ever in the national interest for foreigners to own our ports, Darwin, as opposed to investing in, owning agricultural land, as opposed to investing in agricultural land? This issue may not be a factor on Saturday, but I got to tell you what, in the weeks and months ahead, this is going to have an enormous amount of heat.